Gospel, the preparation of the child John, preparing for his mission from the very beginning, but then we don't see him for another 30 years. And same with our Lord, 30 years of preparation for his public life, 30 years of diligent prayer and fasting and mortification and study, so to speak, preparing his humanity. Our Lord, too, preparing Our Lady during those 30 years, sanctifying her deeper and deeper, more and more, unbelievably, in holiness and grace and perfection, more and more perfection. First reading says, "Thus says the Lord, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me." Preparation is so much of an aspect of our Catholic life, but also the Jewish life too. Of course, the Israelites were being prepared from the time of Adam and Eve until the coming of the Messiah. would be interesting to know what our Lord would have done if Adam and Eve didn't sin, what kind of preparations they would have had to make for the coming of the Son of God. But God is always asking us, always teaching us to prepare for important things. And we have so many important things to do in our life. Every day we have something important to do. And so we're always encouraged by the saints and spiritual masters to prepare by a morning offering, to prepare before we go to work, to say certain prayers, to prepare for our day, to prepare for Holy Mass. When we come, we don't just arrive at Mass and and go through the motions, but we prepare our mind, our hearts, with other prayers before. And so what a beautiful thing it would be if we remember that we need to prepare, as we do in, even in the world. We prepare for professions by schooling, by all that, you know, schooling for preparing for work when we are an adult. So we are preparing to be more adult Christians. So we have to prepare and study and pray and work at our faith, work at preparing to become saints. And I need to think, reflect, and just as we're preparing for Christmas Day with our gifts, and we're going out and buying gifts, we need to prepare for what we're going to get for our loved ones. And we need to think, not just go to the stores and hope that something's going to hit us. We're going to find what we need then, and then we waste a lot of time. We think, we reflect, what do I want to get? What do I need to get for them? And then I know what I'm going to get, and I go and get it, and I don't waste any time. And I don't waste my life. And this is what we can do if we don't prepare for our sanctity and holiness to become saints. We don't reflect and think what I have to do, what I need to change, what can I do today different to arrive at that goal more quickly, better. I need to reflect. And so we're always encouraged to meditate, to spend time, quiet time, thinking about how to improve my life. How can I love God better? How can I serve Him better? It takes preparation, time, reflection, and work and effort. So let us embark on this more, this time of preparation for sanctity, preparation for to spend this day well, preparation for heaven, preparation for death, for judgment day. To prepare takes time to think and prepare, organize my time, organize my day, organize my entire life to serve God better and better. Let us always make these preparations with Our Lady, with her enlightenment, guidance, our union with her, so that she prepares us in the best way that she knows to please God.
fructum ventris tuum.